in the prison work that I do, one of the things I keep hearing again and again from the inmates is, I'm realizing how my own actions affected others. And it's like this new revelation, you know, oh, what I do isn't just about me, it's not just my life, but it's how I am in the world that affects other lives around me. And very often it's that understanding that leads them to seek out the Dharma, you know, because they're seeing this interrelatedness. So I think that those of us who are in the prison of samsara, you know, need to have a similar outlook. You know, in the sense that, you know, how we are in cyclic existence isn't just about us. You know, it's my samsara. If I want to hurt myself, let me. You know. But what we do affects everybody else, you know, because people care about us, and then our actions impact them, and there's this real ripple effect. Okay? And so seeing that interrelatedness, as I was getting at in our motivation, then, you know, as one cog in the wheel, we change ourselves, and then the whole wheel has to change. Okay, so, you know, we start generating our motivation as being something different than before, and it has a long, you know, a long-reaching effect. Maybe not something we can see immediately with our eyes, you know, but in the same way that our self-centeredness can cause incredible damage, so can even one compassionate thought cause incredible benefit. Okay, so just to keep that in mind as we go through our lives, as we move through the world. Okay, so we were in the middle of Yamantaka trampling on the self-centered thought in this violent, you know, ferocious explosion of being fed up. Okay? So in the way that we're often fed up with our adversity, you know, I can't stand this anymore. It's like, you know, Yamantaka feels that way about self-centeredness and self-grasping. You can't stand it. And actually, we're feeling that way about self-centeredness and self-grasping, and that's why we're invoking Yamantaka, you know, our own wisdom to come and smash it. Okay. So then, 93. Whatever sufferings that exist for the beings in cyclic existence, pile them all definitely upon the self-grasping. Wherever the poisons of five afflictions are found, heap them all definitely upon the self-grasping that shares the same nature. Okay. So whatever sufferings that exist for the beings in cyclic existence, pile them all definitely upon the self-grasping. Okay, so this is the taking part of the taking and giving meditation, isn't it? All the sufferings that exist in cyclic existence, you know, whatever afflicts others, I'm going to pile it on top of what afflicts me, my self-grasping, my self-centeredness. Okay, so we, without any hesitation, without any fear, we take on the sufferings of others and we use it to smother or to smash whichever image you like best, you know, or to chip away at. You know, there's various ways you can imagine it happening in the taking and giving meditation, but it's smothering, smashing, chipping away at, you know, the root of our own misery, self-centeredness and self-grasping. Wherever the poisons of five afflictions are found, heap them all definitely upon the self-grasping that shares the same nature. So self-grasping shares the same nature as the five afflictions. In that self-grasping is their root, okay? Because there's self-grasping ignorance, then we have bewilderment, we have attachment, we have anger, jealousy, pride. Okay, so those are the five afflictions. Yeah, the bewilderment, attachment, anger, jealousy, and pride. Sometimes instead of pride, it's miserliness. Okay, but they're all rooted, or they share that same nature of the self-grasping. You know, they're all based on apprehending, grasping, holding things as being inherently existent. So that self-grasping within us, we're taking other suffering and using it to destroy and demolish that self-grasping, the root of all, of our entire samsara that exists within us. So especially when you meditate on the 12 links of interdependent origination, or dependent arising, then you see very clearly how, you know, the first link is ignorance. Those of you who have studied the 12 links, you know, first link is ignorance. All of cyclic existence arises out of that. If that one's destroyed, then the other 11 links, which end in aging and death, then those automatically get destroyed. Okay, so we're using others' pain to liberate ourselves. Thus, having recognized the root of all evil through critical reasoning and beyond any doubt, if I continue to abet it and act in its defense, then destroy the very person, the grasper himself. Okay, so having recognized the root of all evil, you know, the self-centeredness, the self-cherishing, and how have we recognized that as the root of all evil, of all suffering? Through critical reasoning. Okay? So in other words, it's not just because Buddha said it, and it's not just because, you know, some supreme being made a law, thou shalt not be selfish. Okay? So it's not through those kinds of faulty reasons, but it's through critical analysis. In other words, we've really taken a good hard look at our life and looked at, you know, we experience these things. What are the causes? Okay, here are our actions. What motivated them? What are the causes of our actions? What are the effects of our actions? So we've done, you know, through critical observation and probing analysis, really looked at our own experience. Yeah? And so, having looked in that way, you know, having made observation of our experience, having used reasoning, then our understanding of self-centeredness and self-cherishing, or self-centeredness and self-grasping being the root of the problems, our understanding becomes unshakable, you know. And then no matter how many people you listen to who say, but you have to take care of yourself. Go on a holiday, you know. Go get a new boyfriend. Go do this, go do that, you know. And we're preaching the path of self-indulgence to us. We're not going to listen to them because, you know, when we have understanding that comes through checking, through analytical meditation, it becomes unshakable. You know, if our understanding is, if we think that way simply, you know, out of faith in Buddha, but we haven't checked, or because, you know, we're afraid, or we feel intimidated, you know, that kind of understanding isn't going to be a very good motivation, and it's also not going to be very stable. Okay? So, here this is really emphasizing, we've discovered this through critical reasoning and beyond any doubt. Okay? So we're not, by the power of the critical reasoning, we're very clear about the cause of all the harm. We're not wavering on the fence of, well, maybe somebody else is the source of my problems. Well, maybe I am. Well, no, maybe they are. Well, maybe some of it's due to my self-centeredness. No, I think maybe most of it's due to them. It's, you know, it's not this kind of equivocal, you know, thing. But it's very clear, without any doubt or hesitation. And so if I continue to abet it and act in its defense, then destroy the very person, the grasper himself. Okay? So if part of my mind is still hanging out on the side of self-centeredness and self-grasping, destroy that part of my mind. Okay? It's like, you know, it's like, you know, in the war on terrorism, anybody who sides with the enemy is suspect. You know, you're going to get arrested and prosecuted. And I think they just arrested some people, actually, for aiding in or fundraising or something for some terrorists. Anyway, you know, this is like it. You know, if there's any part of our mind that is still abetting the terrorist of self-grasping, okay, if there's any part of our mind that is still kowtowing to the dictator of self-centeredness, then destroy it, you know. Don't sit around and play Pinocchio, you know. Go out and do something. Yeah. And so that's what we're asking Yamantaka to do. And we're really making that firm decision with ourselves, you know, I've got to change. Yeah.